I go to work every morning at 6:30. I get off at 4. Well, lots and lots of times. Well, somebody already want me to come clean the yard off, cut the hedge bushes. Now, Ms. Vickers, the lady brought you down, I always do her yard work, trim work, flower yard work.
She told me you did, and you do a wonderful job. I'm very happy.
Well, now, the lady lives right there next to her. She got a pretty good sized place back there. She want me to clean up, and I supposed to start it last week on it. But I put it this way, I just had a little more than I could do, and I just couldn't get to it. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, now I'm off on Thursday evenings and Saturday evenings, and I'm off. But any other time, I'm pretty well working all the time.
Well, the vicar said I ought to come out today, because if I didn't catch you today, I'd never catch you the rest of the week.
You won't catch me through the weekend days. Well, lots of times it's 9, 10 o'clock when I get home, lots and lots of night. And of course, now I night watch too a lot. I mean, yeah, when they have something say out there at the fairground, if somebody got a building up in town that need repair or something, if they ain't got the front up or something, I not watch it. Never miss a day's work.
Well, I guess that keeps you healthy.
Well,
if you don't overdo it, that's what I'm doing though.
I'm overdoing it. I'm getting old. I mean, I can't do it no more.
How old are you?
58 years old.
58.
And I've been rough all my life. I mean, I've been at it hard all my life. And it's a pretty good thing to, when a man can go, he ought to go. But now it is such a thing, you work yourself down, you ain't able to go.
Yeah.
Now, I used to be bad. Even getting out here, even on Sunday. Of course, the little fellow says, I've always heard if you push an ox in a ditch on Sunday, get him out. But I found out a lot of times you didn't have to push that ox in the ditch, but I did a lot of times. But man, there's just lots and lots of times people come and wake me up before I get up on Sunday morning and go do some work. Well, I didn't have no dang better sense than going on and do it. But I'm just about done broke myself from that. Because I can't do enough work in 6 days. I done got tired of Sunday work. I just don't.
Yeah.
Oh, if I got a little something around the house, I may do it. But for getting out on a job or something, I'm just about quit that.
Did you have a chance to go to school very much? No.
I got to the fourth grade in school. That's all the school I ever got. But I tell them all, the Lord bless me, I was just about educated every one of mine. Which I'm proud of.
That's wonderful.
And
you gave him a chance that you didn't have yourself.
That's right. I didn't have no chance when I was a kid growing up. As I said, my daddy started me to work when I wasn't but 8 years old. And all I've known from hard to harder ever since. I mean,
What was the school like? You remember anything about the schoolhouse, what it had in it?
Oh, yeah. I remember the cotton mill school, first school I went to in my life. Right over across the hill. Of course, ain't no school there now, but that's where all this village in here used to go to school at. Other words, I was raised right just in here.
Uh-huh.
And over here on this cotton mill ground, though. As I said, off and on, all my life, ever since I was 8 years old.
I'm still here, Miss Huggins. What was the school like? How long did you go to school?
Sometimes I might go a week or 2 weeks. Just depends.
I mean, did it?
They had like 9 months school then, just like they do now. Yeah. Now they had two sisters, old maid sisters. Well, this person that went to talk school over here, just Athanol. We always call it Athanol. Well, they taught school well till they got taught to the retired and got you out of the school down here. That's all school they ever taught in their life. Well, they taught every kid in this country, every grown person in this country, what schooling they got it out of that cotton mill.